K-State Nation, what's going on? Eddie Greer, host of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. I'm with K-State University here. Welcome in, Kansas State Nation, into the month of March. March 1st, Sunday, March 1st, 2026. Very first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much again for tuning in to this episode. Latest episode of this podcast is probably, I might look back at the first day, but this is recap Big 12 championship meet for ranked indoor teams of the men's and women's track and field team. I'll get into that just a moment again, how the spring weather continues, folks. March, you don't know what you're going to get. And right off the bat, already here in Kansas City, Missouri, windy, cold, like the upper 20s. Last time I checked, I know I'm recording this Sunday morning. Probably won't get up. This will be the first thing on Monday, regardless of what happens with the Iowa State game later on in this afternoon. Yeah, we're putting this on top first. Obviously, before probably men's basketball won't even. I'm not even posting men's basketball tomorrow. So yeah. So again, we're a daily podcast, all things K State sports. So changing things up there. So because men's basketball ain't that much important. At least here in the K State University, it ain't important. So, but this is. But how about the and more on the rest of this podcast after this recap. Okay, wait, let's get this going. Wake up. Now, you have some time to wake up now. Come on now. All right, there we go. Yeah, so congrats. So the K-State men's team put together a 124-point performance over the 2 days. Got score points there. And they finished podium. So at one point after day one, I think I saw this early this morning while kind of, you know, they had some quiet time. K-State, after day one, right, was leading on the team side in the Big 12 championship meet. They ended up finishing in the runner-up in the Big 12 championship meet. How about that? How about this massive turnaround? Now, a year ago, I think, the team finished, like, in the back half, like, eighth or ninth or whatever it was. They're in just a complete 180 with this program. I'm going to be fascinated to see how they do outdoor coming up there as well. But my goodness, so your K-State nationally ranked indoor team, fourth in the nation, finished runner-up team-wise in the Big 12 championship meet, while your ladies finished fourth with 78.5 points there. Just really from both sides of the spectrum. What a job, again, by this coaching staff, led by Travis Schofield, director and head coach of these programs. But he ain't doing it on his own. Got a tremendous coaching staff, and this is just something to be proud of here, obviously. Baseball's getting going. They're back in the win column. They're there after a really hard-fought series against Columbia, and I've already had the game two already ready to go there as well. So again, make sure again you're not tapped in this podcast, you might want to do so right now. We're in the month of March already here in 2026. So if you have not subscribed, you've been listening to episodes for a little bit. If you're not subscribed, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go ahead and tap that subscribe button, hit that like button, hit alarm bell. Time to update content daily. You'll be first to be notified about that. And 124 points by the men, K-State men's indoor track team, are the most scored in 10 years. In 10 years. 2016 was the last time that a K-State men's indoor team scored that many points. 90.5 and back in 2016. 10 years later, they do more than that. They nearly win the thing there as well. Yeah, this team was, hold on a second. Yeah, so I was a little bit off. This team was 13th place in the conference. And this is like worst to first, almost, in a matter of respect. So, what a job there on the ladies' side. 78.5 points is the most scored since they reached triple digits just a few years ago, back in 2021. That's really the most recent there. And the ladies, to me, have been a little bit more competitive than men. Now, that has obviously evened itself out this year. We have some squads I think we're gonna see a lot of folks go to Eugene or wherever Nationals held at. I can't remember where it was, but I know outdoor is, and we know they love. I know K-State loves going out to Eugene, so we're gonna see a lot of our men's, our ladies and guys represent K-State in the national champ, go deep in the postseason. We're doing right there. And then of course, kind of finishing up the ladies' side here. Also, the K-State women's indoor track team, also the highest team finish at third place. And of course, Texas Tech rallied on the men's side to win them team title, conference title there. Texas Tech ended up sweeping, of course, the team titles on both the men and women's side there. But K-State showed a lot of fight here on particularly the men's side there, as they come just a tad short of the team title. But hey, you got some mojo now going in as they get going with a postseason there as well. I pick up here with the 4x4. Obviously, maybe tomorrow I'll probably look back at day one a little bit, but this is more recent because K-State men's indoor track and field team just finished up Big 12 conference meet, postseason championships down in Lubbock, Texas, and put on a hell of a performances down there in Lubbock, Texas. Eddie Greer, Pro Watcher Podcast, all things Kansas State sports here. There we go. I don't know what's. Oh, technology on a Sunday morning. Sorry, guys, on that. Okay, yeah, we're back. Okay, yeah, so that was scarier for a minute. Okay, come on now. Come on, again. I think this is the computer a little slow. Slower than I am. So they're picking up with a 4x4. There. Men's 4x4. Actually, we're going to start with the ladies first. The women's 4x4, and we're off hiatus. When we were off hiatus a couple weeks ago, they made more news. But here, in the more current news, the women's 4x4 broke their own school record again yesterday, 3:31, 44 seconds, shaving off another 2 seconds off their previous time to finish third in this race. Desiree Real, Delaney Brinker, had herself a tournament this weekend. Anastasia Kotova and Vanessa Merceda. Yeah, Merceda Brinker. Merceda continues to just be a force to be reckoned with all indoor long there. So 3 minutes and 31 seconds there. This team, that 4x4, really, you want to be, as they always say in all these sports, you want to be going in hot, playing your best ball or running at your best when the postseason rolls around or when a big race rolls around. You want to be at your best. Hey, women's 4x4 is doing that right now. And also, kudos to the men's 4x4 themselves that ran their fastest of the season behind Nen Menlock, Heath Grant, freshman. So how about this? A freshman inserted in this 4x4. Bongmusa Nokoski, that I mentioned previously on here on the show. I didn't know his first name. Now I do. And junior Tavon, veteran Tavon Underwood, a junior, 305. And they ended up winning that 4x4. The men's did. Hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, coming from me being part of a 4x4 relay for how many years? Back in the heyday, obviously. There, so they ended up winning that 305.59 there as well. So the K-State men's 4x4 took it home right there. And while the ladies 4x4 continue to run super strong here late in the indoor season, Dorian Charles, third place finish in the men's heptathlon, 5,698 points there. Teammate Emu Erlin behind him. And, oh, by the way, Dorian Charles, another freshman. I just mentioned Heath Grant, a freshman. Dorian Charles, podium in the men's heptathlon right there. Erlin, fifth. Max Chunga finished seventh. He had a personal best of 5,533. Erlin, 5,649 points there as well. Charles, personal best there, 63-point personal best now ranked seventh among K-State school records there. The men's triple jump there, Savelle Silva, Perhu, silver medalists, earn silver, I should say, there with a 50, with a, let me see, triple jump, with a 54-inch, 5 1/4, short of his personal best, but hey, that don't even matter. Hey, you got silver, you got second, you earned silver right there. Aaron Anton, bronze, 53.5. Jehovah R. Bennett, let me see here. Yeah, Jehovah R. Bennett, 52.8, which was the season best for him there as well. And yeah, a lot of cats medaled. And I haven't even touched the first day, so maybe I'll have to go back tomorrow and might do that for y'all. But this is most current right now. Pro Marcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. The K-State ranked indoor men's women's track and field teams wrapped up the Big 12 Championship postseason meets down there in Lubbock, Texas, with a strong performance by the men. Men just a spot shy of winning the championship, Big 12 Championship. And your ladies finished podium as well in third. Eddie Greer, Pro Marcher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Todd Chikumba, who earned Big 12 Athlete of the Week a few weeks ago, finished third, 6.5 in a 60-meter dash there. And Jadron Hammer finished sixth there. Vanessa Merced, as I mentioned her name earlier, Vanessa Lanier, and several other, and a couple of, Monique Hardy, another one, they've had their fingerprints on indoor season. Merceda ran her best time in a 60. Okay, I would say that it ran her fastest time in the 600 yards, coming in third at a 1:18. Delaney Brinker finished sixth at a 1:19 there as well. And then of course on the flip side, the same event, men's 600 yards. Attempt to say 600 meters. I don't know why. There's leave it, but anyways, Heath Grant, 108 there as well here, and there you go there as well. Are we looking at all of that? Okay, so I'm kind of bouncing around now as we look at the final day, continue to look at the final results of the Big 12 Championship Meet, day two. I kind of figured it'd be 2 days. I don't know why they have, I mean, I'm gonna miss, I mean, I know for sure that this, at least the K-State calendar did not have day two on here. Now, baseball, I might have missed it because I didn't scroll down enough because probably the weather. But anyways there, or I talked about that. Vanessa Lanier, I just mentioned her, right? In the final of the women's mile, came home in eighth at a 4:48. Not close to what she ran to break the women's mile at K-State there, but she was sub 4:50. I want to mention that. Men's 400-meter final, Nen Menlock came home in seventh at a 46.4. Women's 1,000-meter final, Anna Paz Diva, 2:49, seventh. Oscars Bombaus in the 100-meter final, 1:49, sub 1:50 for Bombaus. That ended up in sixth place. There, the men's triple jump, we already said that. 2:03 with Perhu and Anton. Jehovah R. Bennett just missed the podium at 4. Trevon Hammer finished 10th. Women's triple jump, Daniela Wampkego, 13.5 meters there in third, podium. She's followed by Destiny Smith, 5th. Aaliyah Lindsay, 8th. Taylor Mayo, 12th. Tessa Thomas, 17th. Men's shot put. Oh, this was a stunner, if there was one. Gary Moore Jr. comes home in the 8th spot. 58 feet, 9 1/4. Ricardo Hales, 10th. Men's 3,000-meter final, Jackson Esquivel, 29th place at 8:27. We already mentioned the relays there as well. Yes, sir. So momentum for this ranked teams of the men's and women's indoor track and field team. And next up for them will be the indoor chip. Let me see. Hold on. Yeah, so it looks like here. Let me read this real quick. The final list of participants will be announced by the NCAA this week. To who are we qualifying for the NCAA Indoor Championships? Right back, Fayetteville, Arkansas. That is the 13th and the 14th there. So we won't know. Let's see. Today's the first day of March, so we won't know until Tuesday night. Or we'll know by Tuesday night. The opponents there. Now that is the same weekend as yours truly going to NYC for the big dance, baby. The half marathon in two, it's crazy. 2 weeks from now, yours truly going to be running that race. And I don't know, and I don't know what time it's going to start. By the time I finish this, it might be time. It's 8:30 Central time, right? It's going to be East Coast time. So I gotta do all that. I gotta readjust myself to East. I'm so used to Central time now. All these years now, I gotta go back and spring forward to East Coast time. And speaking of that, we're gonna be doing that anyway really soon with going forward all that. So, oh man, we're gonna be doing a lot of swooping and swapping here in the first half of this month. But yeah, so that is the same weekend as I will be in New York. Yeah, so you got that. That is what? Oh, here we go again. I had it here for a minute. Yeah, March 13th and the 14th, Fayetteville, Arkansas. And then, of course, the NYC Big Dance is that Sunday, that week, that Sunday, the 15th. There as well to open up EG3 portion of the running schedule, and which... outside was going to start with a bang. This was probably once a lifetime opportunity to start your year off with something big like this. So this is my opportunity, and I know I'm going to have some talks with a couple more people outside of this podcast. Not going to discuss it right now, but big opportunity. I'm looking forward to this opportunity. We're too far in this now to say, hey, we're just going to throw in a trash can. Nope. Not gonna do that. I owe it to the people. I owe it to myself for one main thing, and to the rest of the people around here, Manhattan, KC, state of Florida. Yeah, you guys know who you are. Yeah, so I owe it to y'all to do my thing out there. So I haven't made it too big an issue here, right? All this time, not gonna make a big issue of it now, baby. So we're getting ready, baby. For this one, for this moment, so I've seen it all, particularly with, you know, everybody has their Boston moment, and I might not run Boston, but hey, we talk about that moment, this is mine, and hey, we made it this far, so we gotta see this through all the way to the end, till we get to that start line, and eventually get to the finish line here. But yeah, I'm stoked. I'm getting more fired up as the days just tick along here. Tick along here as we're already in March here. But flipping it back to K-State. Shout out Travis Gofford, the staff, what they done. It's a complete turnaround, and they're going to be a threat. Whoever represents us at K-State for this Indo Championships, they're going to be K-State might send a lot of people more than they did last year. They're going to be a super threat. In a couple of weeks. Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports you can get. We're a podcast about free and available daily, which is core K-State content, baby. Again, Spotify, Amazon, iTunes, Google. We're pretty much everywhere now. Wherever you can find this K-State podcast, we come at you daily. Wildcat Bus don't stop on Friday. No, that's not. And for example, I'm recording on Sunday, and there's going to be another handful of episodes coming out. Daily podcast, all things K-State sports. You want to make sure you're tapped in to this podcast. And make sure you tell a fellow K-Stater about the Pearl Puncher podcast, all things K-State sports. Once again, podium finishes for the K-State men's indoor and women's teams of the men finish runner-up in the Big 12 in 2026, while the ladies finish third. How about that? Alex Aiden out there in Santa California. This is Eddie. We're coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another edition right here of the Pearl Puncher Podcast, all things K-State sports. Go Cats.